Do you know that from your position, you can change a situation? Do you also know that you are the master over the created world and that you are meant to rule over everything God has made? Listen carefully to Pastor Segun Obaje as he brings to you with simplicity and clarity the message of the new creation realities in Christ Jesus. Be blessed as you listen.
Lord, speak to our hearts. Change us by your word. Thank you for your word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Shake hands with at least 2-3 people and tell them, you're welcome to church. Hallelujah. Please, you may be seated. Somebody's life is going to be transformed today. If you're the one, shout a bigger amen. Amen. The Bible tells us they go from strength to strength. It didn't say they went from strength to strength. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them, as they appear before the Lord in Zion, they go. I'm so certain today that somebody here is going from strength to strength. By the word of the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to share with you very briefly what the Lord laid on my heart. The speaking part of faith. The speaking part of faith. That's what I want to share with you today by the Spirit of God. The speaking part of faith. Faith has primarily two parts in its dynamics. Dynamics simply means how it works. In the working of faith, there are basically two parts involved. The first part is the believing part, and then the second part is the speaking or saying part. One cannot work without the other because it is likened unto a coin that has two sides. You can't rub off the one side and expect the coin to still be the coin that it is. For faith to function properly, the two parts of faith must work hand in hand. The two parts of faith must work hand in hand. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 10, we start the reading from verse 8. Romans chapter 10 and verse 8, it says, but what saith it? Notice it didn't say what believeth it or what thinketh it. It says, what saith it? It's talking about faith here, the righteousness of faith. What does it say? The word is near thee. The word is near thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. Did you see that? Two parts, all right? Two organs involved in the operation of faith. The heart and the mouth. Say the heart and the mouth. Now the heart that is being referred to here is not the heart that pumps blood, physical blood, all right? This heart here is talking about the core of man, where conviction is born. The core of man, the seat of conviction. The seat of conviction. That's the heart. Is that okay? So it says here, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. Notice it says in your mouth first. Notice it didn't say in thine heart and in thy mouth. It says in thine mouth and then where? In thine heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess, to start with confession, your mouth. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Hallelujah. See? So faith works this way. You put the word in your mouth, and then you speak it to yourself until it gets into the seat of your conviction. That's your heart. And then from your heart, you begin to say it with your mouth. We're going to see the connection very soon. Look at verse 10 quickly. Why does it work that way? It says, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now, if you believe anything with your heart, doesn't necessarily mean that that thing is going to materialize in your life until you say it with your mouth. If you believe anything with your heart, it's not going to happen just because you believe it, but that's the beginning, so to speak. The speaking part of it is very important. And why is it so? You see, if you look at the cycle of faith that we're going to look at very soon, you understand why it is so. Now let's start to look at the cycle of faith. Amen. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. The Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Notice it didn't say faith comes by the word of God directly. Of course, it does indirectly. But you see, it comes by hearing. Let's not say hearing. Now, hearing is what activates faith. It comes by hearing. And I understand that there cannot be hearing without speaking. Can there be hearing without speaking? No, it's not possible. Now, for you to see, to understand that better, just go to to verse 13 quickly. All right, let's start from verse 13. It says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So calling upon the name of the Lord brings salvation. But how can that happen? The Bible says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? Did you see that? And how shall they hear without a preacher? You see, the preacher preaches the word, and that brings about hearing of the word, and that hearing brings about believing of the word, and the believing brings about calling upon the name of the Lord, and salvation is the result. Glory to God. See, so it says, how then shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed, and how shall they believe on him of whom they have not heard, and how shall they hear without a preacher? And then he goes on, he says, and how shall they preach except they be sent? And then if you go to verse 17 now, he now tells us, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word of God brings hearing. Hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing. So you cannot hear it without it being spoken to you. You cannot hear the word without the speaking, the preaching of the word of God. So you see, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God that is preached to us. That means spoken to us. Glory to God. So you see, faith comes by through the speaking of God's word that brings about hearing, and hearing of God's word that was spoken to us. So faith begins with speaking. God gives us his faith by speaking his word to us. The faith of God is released to us when we hear and receive the word of God. You see that? Glory to God. See? So, God gives faith through the word spoken to us. That is the word of faith which we preach. The word of faith is preached. The word of faith is what? Preached. What do you do to the word of faith? You preach it. You preach it. The word of faith is preached. And when it is preached, people hear it, receive it, and then they believe the word of faith. But you see, that believing is the beginning of faith in the recipient of the word of God. The beneficiary of God's word receives faith by hearing and receiving the word of God. But that's not all about it. I said that's not all about it. Glory to God. Now, you receive faith by hearing and receiving God's word, but that does not end. It doesn't end there. In you and with you, that's the beginning of it. Having received God's word, having heard God's word, and your heart has been activated by the word of God in faith, the seat of your conviction has been activated by the word of God in faith, what do you do then? What's the edit? The word is now thee. Even in thy mouth and in thine heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with your mouth that Jesus is the Lord of your life and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, he says, thou shalt be saved. So you heard it, you believe it, but that's not all about it. You put it where? In your mouth. I have noticed that one of the many missing links in our walk of faith is that there are a lot of believers who are not saying anything. They just believe they are in God's hands. Have you heard people say, I'm in God's hands. You say, well, what's that? Well, I've put it in the hand of God. I'm in God's hand. Do you know that's not faith? No, come on. How many of us, do you know that is not faith? Who is not in God's hands here? Because you are not in God. You are, if you, who wants to say I'm in the devil's hands? No, everybody is in God's hands in that sense. But you see, what you are saying about what you believe is what brings your belief or believing into physical manifestation. Now, let's look at it. The cycle of faith. We've seen that faith starts with God speaking to us. All right? That's from God. And then in us and with us, it starts with hearing God's word and receiving the word of God. Now, having heard God's word, having received God's word, the word of God becomes our conviction on the inside. It becomes our persuasion. You are persuaded. Now, there's something you are persuaded of or about, as the case may be. And so, you have that conviction. You have that reinforcement on the inside. Now, that is the beginning of faith with us. But that's not all there is to it. Because the two organs of faith must be involved in the working of faith. And these two organs are the heart and the mouth. Now you have persuaded, your heart is involved. But that's not all there is to faith. Your mouth must also be involved. What saith it? The word is near thee. Even in thy mouth and in thine heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with your mouth that Jesus is the Lord of your life and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Why is it so? For with the heart a man believes unto righteousness, standing right before God. But with the mouth, confession is made unto realizing your righteousness, your right standing before God. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Let someone say salvation. The word salvation there, all right, in the Greek, is from the root word save, meaning sozo simply means shalom, preservation, deliverance, safety, healing, health, prosperity. That's what it means. So we can say it this way. With the mouth, confession is made unto healing. With the mouth, confession is made unto prosperity. With the mouth, confession is made unto, name it, everything that salvation encompasses. I said amen. Now, I met a brother one time, and then he was complaining about a couple of things in his life. And then I said, okay, well, let's pray. Let's pray about them. We joined hands together, and we began to pray. And I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank God for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit just spoke to me and said, he's lagging behind in the area of speaking. His faith is not talking. His faith is not speaking. So, well, I told him, I said, brother, what do you believe? He said, I believe it is well with me. And I saw it on his face that he actually did believe that. I said, what else do you believe? He said, I believe that no matter what happens around me or what goes wrong or goes right. My destiny is sure. And I saw it on his face. He actually believed that. I said, how often do you say this thing that you just said to me? He said, well, since I believe it, why should I say it? I said, believing is good, but you see, faith works for you when you translate your believing into speaking. That's how it works. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13. Look at what the Bible says. Can we all read together, everybody? 1, 2, 3, let's go. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. You have to speak because you believe. Believing is not enough. Believing is good, but it's not enough. You have to say what you believe. If you believe it is well with you, the Bible says, say unto the righteous, it shall be well with him. Why? So the righteous can believe that it shall be well with him. And that's not enough. That has put faith to the righteous. Put faith into his heart. Now he has to say it with his mouth. It is well with me. It is well with me. I believe it is well with me. Therefore I say it is well with me. It is well with my family. It is well with my health. It is well with my business. Why? Because you see, faith comes by hearing. Faith is released unto performance by speaking. Faith comes by hearing. It is released into performance by speaking, 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 speaking. The Bible says, and thou shalt say, you shall decree a thing, and it shall be established. It is what you say that will be established, not what you think, not what you believe, what you say with your mouth, that shall be established. Glory to God. So you see, it's important you say the right things. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 20. Quickly. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 20. It says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. Excuse me, what shall satisfy a man's belly? The fruit of his mouth. Not the fruit of his heart. The fruit of his mouth. As important as the heart is, if you don't say what you believe, you can't see it come to pass. The fruit of his mouth. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. The increase of your lips. Many a times people say, well, I just said that, I didn't actually believe it. Now, let me tell you something. If you say things that you do not believe, all right, it's a matter of time. You are feeding your faith to believe it. You see, you didn't believe it, and people just say, you just say things, it was just a mistake, I didn't believe it. And then you said it again, you didn't believe it. And you said it again, you didn't believe it. In no time, faith comes by hearing. You said it that you could never make it. You didn't believe it then. It was just a slip of the mouth or tongue. But now you are getting to believe. You're finding it hard to believe that you can make it. You said it. You have fed your faith. And it's working for you. It's a law of life. Never say with your mouth, I didn't mean it. It was an error. All right? Demons and angels work with words. All right? If you say to a demon, I don't know where my life is going. All right? That's enough for the demon to work with. Jesus said, by your words you shall be what? Justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. If you say, well, I don't know where my life is going. I don't know where I'm going to get the money from. I don't know how come I'm this poor. Now, when you say such things, you may not believe them initially. But you see, words in the realm of the spirit are actions. Words in the realm of the spirit go forth to make things happen. It's just like driving a car. How many of us have driven a car before? Wave your hands. Now, if you mistakenly accelerated, you didn't mean to. All right? What will happen to the car? We'll just say, oh, my driver did not mean to. I'm reading his mind. It was designed to accelerate when you accelerate it. If you say your words were designed to happen when you say them. Are we together? So you see, you have to be very careful because what you say, you are hearing. You are hearing yourself. You are hearing those things yourself. Faith comes by hearing. So not only do those words go forth to make something happen according to what has been said, they also affect you to believe them. Hallelujah. Do you know people who always confess wrong things, never believe right things? True of us. They don't. They don't. Why? See, they are confessing wrong things. Their lives are going wrong. Number one. And then the wrong confession is affecting their faith. Their faith is shrinking. They can't believe right. They can't believe in right things, good things of life. Why? Because they always say the negative. And how do you know a man who is spiritually mature? All right, he can control his words. Amen. I said amen. In many things we offend. But if a man offends not in words, the same is a perfect man. And also able to bridle his own tongue. See? Praise God. Are we together? So speaking is very important. In fact, some people say, well, I don't even believe what I'm saying. You say it long enough. It's a lot. Faith comes by. Come on, talk to me. How does faith come? Come on, talk to me. How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. You hear it long enough, you will believe it. Keep hearing it. In no time, you begin to act in line. You believe it. Why? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, why did he tell us to go all out there into the world and preach the gospel to every creature? Because, you see, when we keep preaching and preaching and bombarding everywhere with the gospel, they will believe the gospel. But if we let the children of the devil, bombard them with their own terrible news, they'll believe it. Praise the Lord. So how does faith come? Hearing. And hearing by the word of God. How does hearing come? By the word of God. How does faith come? By hearing. How does hearing come? By the word of God. The word of God will open your hearing to begin to hear at the frequency of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, we begin to speak in line. Mark chapter 11, quickly. We start the reading from verse 22. We speak in line, speak in line, speak in line, speak in line. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Now, what happened there? They were going to Bethany. He was hungry. Returning back to Bethany from Jerusalem after a very busy day doing ministry. And then he saw a fig tree afar off. And then suppose that there were fruits on the fig tree. Drew near, was disappointed. And then he cursed the fig tree. No man eats fruit of thee again forever. Hallelujah. It's a law of life. If God has invested in you and you are not producing, you are near unto cursing. The tree that drinks in the rain from heaven, takes nutrients from the earth, and does not produce for the benefit of those who have planted the tree, he says it's near unto cursing. If it brings forth something different from the expectation of those plowing, planting, farming the tree, it is near unto cursing. Hallelujah. So it wasn't wrong. Jesus cursed the fig tree. It was right. No man eats fruit of thee again forever. And then the Bible says his disciples heard him. And then they were coming back the following day, returning to Jerusalem for ministry. One of his disciples noticed that the fig tree had dried to its root. And then Jesus responded, have faith in God. Hallelujah. Verse 23, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, whosoever shall say, say. Notice, he says say, right? No, come on, talk to me. Notice, what does Jesus say here? Whosoever shall say. Now Mark say, for verily I say unto you. Now Jesus said before say. Alright, so let's leave that out. For verily I say unto thee, or you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, and be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. You know, shall not doubt in his heart means shall believe, right? Shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, those things which he saith. You see saith there. That's the second one, right? Good. That those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now let's count everything all together. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So how many saith there? Three. How many believing? One. Shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe. He's still saying the same thing. For every conviction you have, you ought to say it three times to see the manifestation. I learned that from Kenneth E. Hagin of blessed memory. Hallelujah. He said one day he was meditating and then the Spirit of God showed him, did you see that? Say it. Believing once. Some of us believe, we don't see at all. Some believe, we say it once, and maybe because we didn't see the physical manifestation when we said it once, we stopped saying it. But look at what he says here. You say it. How many of you believe that the path of the just is as a shining light? You believe that that's your portion in life. You believe it? Now, believing it is good, but it's not enough. Now, open your mouth, say it, say in the name of Jesus, I am making progress. Now, someone may say, well, why do you talk all the time? In the bathroom, you are talking. Before the mirror, you're looking in the mirror, you're talking. While you're dressing up, you're talking the word. Amen? And they may not understand. Because you see, if people have not been correctly taught or taught correctly, they may not understand why we do some things, the things that we do. Hallelujah. Amen? I said amen. Glory to God. I said glory to God. I am blessed. I am fruitful. Notice the Bible says none shall be barren in the land, right? You are in the land. is called Zion. But you have come unto Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. None shall be barren in Zion. Amen. I said amen. And if you truly believe that, you truly believe that, what are you going to do? You're going to say it. You're going to say it. Now, you are not going to say it once. You are going to keep saying it consistently, because that's how faith works. Hallelujah. You release that faith that has come to you through the hearing of God's word. You release it by speaking, saying it with your mouth. You speak it. You speak it. Now, let me go on in the cycle of faith. Faith is sourced in God. God gives us his faith concerning anything that he wants done in our lives by speaking to us. We receive the faith of God by hearing God's word and receiving God's word, and then our conviction is activated on the inside. Now, having received the faith of God, we have been taught now that we speak it. Whatever you don't believe, don't let it come out of your mouth. It's called discipline. What is it called? You know, I remember someone was saying something, said, well, all our roads are death traps. He said, is that not so? I said, I don't believe in that. We have potholes in Nigeria. I know that for sure. I don't believe our roads are death traps. All right? I'm not going to die on any of the roads. Amen. Don't nod your head. You know, some of us are just, we want to sound ancient by using some idiomatic expressions, figurative sentences. All right? Just to communicate the depth of our thoughts. Whereas we're ministering unbelief to ourselves and to other people. How can our roads be death traps? I don't believe that. We have potholes. There's no doubt we can all see them. But our roads are not death traps. I shall not die but live. I proclaim the good works of God. With long life he satisfies me. And he shows me his salvation. Amen. Praise God. Words program our mindsets. Words unlock and lock our potentials. If you're trying to open this door, for example, and then you try the first time, and then it didn't open, and then you try the second time, it's not opening, and then you say, I cannot open it. I cannot open it. The can to open it there dies. But if you try the first time, and then you try the second time, and then the third time, you say, well, I'm opening this door, I'm trying to open it, I'm finding my way around it, I'm finding a way around it. All right? Your brain begins to think. Immediately you say that. I wrote one exam one time. The first three questions, I was to answer four questions out of five questions. The fifth one wasn't just part of it. The first three questions, I did not understand them. They looked like Greek. And then the fourth one, I had an idea. So I smiled, I said, well, let's start with the known. You know, that's courage, you know? Just write something to start with. Don't say, ha, I'm finished. You see, very moment you say, ha, I'm finished, your brain shuts down. So I started with the fourth one. I began to write. All right? When I was done writing or answering the fourth question, I went back to the first one. I said, Father, thank you for understanding. Amen. All of a sudden, It began to look like English language to me. And then I began to write. I moved from the first, I moved to the second, I wrote. The third, I wrote. The result came out, you know, I think, what did I score? It was 92 or 90 something. Yeah. You know, since that time, I have learned that there is no question that is too much for me. Why? Because I'm not alone. The greater one is on the inside of me. There was another exam I wrote. I got to the last question. I was stuck. All right? And I began to laugh. We are strange people. We are not common. I began to laugh. And while I was laughing, the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. I wrote that it was as though I was ministering to people in the healing line. The anointing was so strong. My eyes were writing an exam under a strong unction. All right? Till tomorrow, I cannot tell you what I wrote down. Till tomorrow. The result came out. I had 100-100. You see, let me tell you something. Listen very carefully. God wants to see you demonstrate your faith in Him. Now think about you. You know, you're married and your husband never tells you, I love you, I believe in you. You are the best thing that ever happened to me, apart from getting born again. And I sincerely, I'm proud of you. Now walk before me. And then you walk and then they say, this is the best way to walk in heaven and on earth, anywhere. I love you. You know, somehow you feel like, all right? When God sees you talking His word and says, oh, Jehovah, I'm proud of you. You cannot lie. You have never lied to anyone before. You can't lie to me. And God says, You know, you see, God is sensitive to words as much as you are sensitive to words. Why do people shrink from other people who talk them down? Why do they gravitate towards people who talk them up? No, talk to me now. Someone, you come and say, you can never make it in life. You are the most dumb and stupid person I've ever met in life. In fact, you don't have brain. You are empty and all that. You say, I love you. I will still come to you. Kini. Amen. You want to run away. Praise the Lord. Why? You see, you are sensitive to words. When you talk like the devil, demons will come. You don't have to call them consciously. They gravitate to anything that is consistent with their nature. Amen. So you see, you have to wake up in the morning and begin to talk the word of God. What you believe, say it. I remember there was a brother on campus. He kept saying it from part two. He kept saying it. He said, even if there's no job out there, all right, I'm going to create one. I can't be jobless. I can't be jobless. I can't be jobless. In fact, it got to a time, one brother who did not understand faith supposed him for a proud person. You are too proud. Your mouth is too big. All right? You see, God hasn't given us basket mouth, but He has given us big mouth. We don't have basket mouths. We are not loose with words, but we speak the word of God. And then our faith will grow to the level of what we are saying. Your words can either step up or step down your faith. I have learned in my walk of faith with God that my mouth is a transformer. What's your mouth? Come on, talk to me. What's your mouth? Come on, talk to me. What's your mouth? Your mouth is a transformer. It could either be a step-up transformer or a step-down transformer, depending on what you are saying per time. So I say things like, my wife and I, we have decided to correct ourselves when, you know, either of us is not speaking well. It's a commitment. And if the both of us don't know it, the Holy Spirit will correct us. And you're together. Repent of that. Withdraw those words. I am blessed. Come on, say, I am blessed. We need to buy some groceries. It's different from groceries, rice, finish, pepper, finish, beans, finish. Everything is finished. So you see, when you say finished, finished, there's a way your brain thinks that, hopelessness, hopelessness. Where do we go from here? Finished. This one finished. Finished. The only statement I love to use when it comes to finished, it is finished. My sin finished. Amen. The work of salvation, redemption concluded. Glory to God. We need to buy some groceries. I think that's better, right? Groceries finished. Pepper finished. I need to change my wardrobe. I think that when you say you need to change it, that means there's a way, right? But you wonder, what kind of life am I living like this here? Look at my clothes. Faith, I've noticed something. Faith is an attitude. You see, when you see people who truly believe, you see that attitude is there. It's an attitude. Faith is an attitude. All right, well, there's a need. We need to buy something. All right, and then you say, okay, well, we need to change this. Well, where am I going to get the money from? I don't have a job. I don't really have favor with people. I'm not sure people really love me. So where am I going to get the money from? Now, when you talk that way, you begin to feel miserable. How many of us know some people feel miserable when hope dwindles to a degree, suicide heightens? Why? You see, they are inversely proportional. Why do people commit suicide? Have you asked yourself that question? Hopelessness. They can't see anything good in their lives. They can't see anything good coming. Why? Because they have been talking themselves down. They are depressed. That's the first sign, depression. And then, after depression, there's isolation. They begin to separate themselves from people. They don't want to talk to anybody again. They don't want to have friends. They begin to isolate themselves. After isolation, all right, it becomes self-illusion. They begin to see themselves contrary to the way God sees them. And then the fourth stage is hopelessness. Everything is dark. Nothing is good. Nothing is hopeful. Nothing can change. Nothing can become better. They see everything wrong, 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 wrong. And then the fifth step is suicide. And that's why when you feel depressed, ask yourself, why am I depressed? Why should I be depressed? I've not seen anybody who had been through half of what Job went through. Have you seen anybody? Job. Now, if you feel you are depressed, and because you are depressed, something has happened to you, you want to leave God, you want to leave church, you want to leave your friends, you want to go to one island somewhere. I'll be the only one on the island, and then you just be there. You just want to be alone. not alone with God. You know, when people say, I just want to be alone, leave me alone. It sounds like a demon speaking. Let us alone. What we have to do with you? Leave us alone. Don't talk that way. If you want to be alone, be alone with God. This alone. I want to be alone. I want to be alone. Can you be alone with God? Be alone with the Bible. Be alone with a project you are doing. No, I want to be alone. It's a dangerous statement. I want to be alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. I've never said that. It says Ephraim has gathered idols unto himself. All right, altars of idols have been made unto him. He's a cake unturned. He says, let him alone. If you are alone, you have to be alone with a project, alone with your Bible, alone with God. Not alone. It is not good for man to be alone. Amen. Why are you depressed? You see, talk yourself up. Are we together? Talk yourself up. Begin to speak to yourself in the name of Jesus. My faith is working. I remember the first person I laid hands on. All right? Who needed healing? After laying on of hands, the person became more sick. The devil said, you don't have a healing ministry. Just be sharing the gospel the way you are sharing. What did I say, fool? I said, you foul spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have a healing ministry on two levels, as a believer and anointed to heal the sick. And then I began to speak to myself. And then I laid hands on another person. I didn't stop laying hands on people. I laid hands on another person. The person was partially blind. And then the other eye went wrong. I continued laying hands. Amen. Do you know, much later, I discovered 2 weeks thereafter, the people that felt, you know, worse. Actually, the devil brought that feeling to discourage me. They actually got healed. 2 weeks after the first one got perfectly healed, the one that had partial blindness, all right, I think about a month after, began to see well, perfectly well. I had a testimony, I think, about 3 or 4 months after. So the devil kept telling me it didn't happen. It didn't happen. So I kept laying hands. And then I realized that as I began to speak myself up in faith, I began to see more instant healings and miracles. Amen. Went to minister somewhere. There was a lady whose leg turned the other side, you know, upside down. Instead of leg facing this way, it was facing the opposite direction. All right? And when ministering, the power of God turned the leg and faced the right direction. Amen? Glory to God. And then the devil came. He says, it's like, you're coming up. I said, no, I was up long before now. You can't tell me any nonsense. Get out from here. Amen. Praise God. I am blessed! Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. The Lord said to me, he said, when you start confessing the word, the purpose shouldn't be, I just want to see a physical manifestation. The purpose should be, I want it to become my language. Amen. You know, many a times you see people, they confess for the first 1 week, and then another 1 week, they begin to say something else. Mm-mm. It should be your vocabulary, your language. Are we together? I told you, faith is an attitude. You don't cultivate an attitude within 1 week and then you feel like, well, I have not formed that attitude. Maybe I can't form it, and you drop it. No. You make more effort until it becomes a value. Let confession of the Word of God become your language. Let it become your language. It becomes your language you speak. For those who are Igbo speaking, when they open their mouth and speak Igbo, it flows, right? Fluently. Those who are Yoruba speaking, they speak Yoruba fluently. Those who speak English consistently, it flows. Those who confess the Word of God consistently, even in their dream, they are still confessing God's Word. Because it's not something they memorized. It's not something they said. They said we should be confessing. They said so. Pastor said we should be confessing God's Word. I want to confess so. No, that's not the issue. It's just they said so. This is God's Word. It's good for your life. It's good for your future. You make it your culture. It becomes your language. The purpose is you want to make it your language. Your language. Your language. That's the goal. And let me tell you something, when faith becomes your attitude, when faith becomes your culture, boy, results will flow like streams of living waters. It will be ceaseless. It's happening. It's happening. But you have to cultivate it. Amen. I said amen. There was a time I used to buy airtime. And then the Lord said to me, are you not tired of buying airtime? I said, of course I am. He said, talk it. And then I began to talk to my phone. Amen. You know, right now they send airtime to me, not from Nigeria alone. Amen. From the US, from the United Kingdom, all over the world. I told my wife, are you still buying airtime? She said, yes. I said, start talking. Praise God. I talked that way for 8 months. See, this issue, this idea, you talk for 3 weeks. Is it happening? Look at you. That's the way it happens. Not that is it happening. That is the way it happens. There's no other way. Glory to God. And I began to talk. I began to speak. I began to give thanks, rejoicing. Amen. And then all of a sudden, I just discovered, I checked, I saw 80,000 there. And VTU, they just load it, and sometimes some people don't even tell me they did. Amen. And I just kept talking. And I found out it became 100. I kept talking. It became 110. I kept talking. It became 120. I kept talking. It became 130,000. You know, someone will say, hey, look at you. I showed Pastor Tyler. He screamed. I said, hope your faith can take. Bring my phone. Glory to God. I am blessed. I am blessed. Now, if you talk this way, you know, the next 1 week, and then don't be looking around at, what is, you see, keep talking. I said, keep saying it. Let it become a culture that even. Let me give you an example. I went to pray somewhere during my undergraduate days. That was a sports center. I was coming back. I didn't know that, you know, on the slab, you know, over the curb towards PG Hall, there was one reinforcement rod standing out. I didn't see it. So I was coming, and then I hit my left leg against it, and then my big toe, is it, what do you call it? Is it big toe? And just give way. And blood was coming out. tuk, and I held it. I was just screaming, blast! You know, that's for some people, that's insane. You feel like, I just finished praying, God, I just finished praying, you know. Is it wrong? Is it a crime to pray again? I just finished praying now. Oh God, why have you allowed the enemy to blast? And then I held it that way. I kept shouting, blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. Hallelujah. Blessed, 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 blessed. The Bible says, count it all joy. It didn't say, count it all sadness or sorrow. All joy. I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I am blessed. And in less than, I think about 30 minutes, the blood stopped flowing out. And then, in less than 1 hour, the pain disappeared. In less than 2-3 days, all right, it was supernaturally healed. The scar is still there. When I take in my bath, I look at it. Whoo, blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. The devil wanted to puncture my joy, but he failed big time. Glory to God. I am blessed. It's a language. I am blessed. It's a vocabulary. I am blessed. It's a culture. I am blessed. It's a life we live. I am blessed. That's the way we talk. I am blessed. That's how we make progress. I am blessed. Jump to your feet and shout, I am blessed. Glory to God. The lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. Yay! 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 I have a goodly heritage. I am blessed. Hallelujah. In 1996, we kept confessing. In the name of Jesus, we have international ministry. For there is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their sound is gone to the ends of the world. We're confessing Psalm 19. Blessed, blessed. We kept saying it. We kept saying it. All right? In 2010, 2011, boom, there was an open door. Amen. Now, look at 1996. You see, every confession, every word that comes out of your mouth is preparing your future. Every word of faith you speak is preparing a place for you. It says the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight his path. When you talk that way, something is happening in your favor, for your good, and in your own interest. Hallelujah. Lift up your hand and say, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
You start a business, don't say, what can people like us do? Aloha, ni kapita, ni kakuki. I want to say business. I want to feel millions. Say business. Okay. You better open your mouth and begin to talk. My business is international. My career is international. My ministry is international. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. Amen. You know, one of us in the house here, you know, he's a consultant now. A consultant orthopedic surgeon. He's an orthopedic surgeon. And Before I wrote the exam, he came for prayers, praying. I said, right now, start saying, I have a place. It does not matter what's happening. I have a place. I'm not going to sit down looking around for a place to practice as a surgeon. I have a placement. I have a placement. A good one for that matter. And then he kept saying it. He kept saying it. He passed the exam. All right. He didn't have to wait. He got the job before his time expired at OHAC here. He did not have to wait 1 minute. Amen. For women, before you get married, begin to say, my children are blessed. My womb is blessed. You're about to start a business. It's just the idea you got. Begin to speak it. This idea is blessed. This idea is blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at someone. Say to the person, have you seen anybody blessed before? Have you seen anybody transformed before? Have you seen anybody making progress before? You are right before one. Life. 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 I am blessed. Amen. We went somewhere. We saw a church auditorium, quite big and all that. And then I said, Father, thank you for this auditorium. We give you praise for it. Hallelujah. And then I looked at my wife. I said, the next one we are building will be bigger than this. Someone looked and said, Amen. It will be bigger. Not this one. No, this auditorium is too small. Now listen. There's someone here the Lord said to tell you, what you think is too big for you now because of your way of thinking, in less than 1 year from now, it will be too small for you. I remember when we built this auditorium, it looked like, ooh, who sent us to do something this big? When we came in here, it was looking so big and it felt, oh, big, big, big. Alright, for some few years after, we're asking ourselves that we should have thought bigger. We should have done something bigger than this. Maybe times 3 or 4 of this size. Because let me tell you something. When you make a big plan in faith and in confidence in God's power and graciousness, amen, he will feel it. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am prosperous. I am prosperous. The lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. Yay! 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 I have a goodly heritage. In the name of Jesus, I lend to the nations of the world. I do not borrow. In the name of Jesus, increase is mine. Prosperity is mine. Advancement is mine. Progress is mine. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed. Shout it out loud, 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 I am blessed. Blessed in the morning, blessed at noon, blessed in the evening, blessed in the night, blessed all the time. In the name of Jesus,
Grace is upon me. Favor is upon me. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. The blessing of Abraham is upon me. I am the seed of Abraham. Therefore, I declare that I am blessed. 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 Shout it loud, blessed. Shout it loud, blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, I told you yesterday, I said very soon, you know, we'll have delegates from Nigeria come to Canada, all right, to attend our international conferences. Hallelujah. And delegates from all over the world. Glory to God. And I'm saying it again. Praise God. It is done. It is settled. I am blessed. Once again, say it, I am blessed. Once again, say it, I am blessed. Hallelujah. Talk what you believe. Not just to see a physical manifestation for a while and then stop and say, thank God I saw it. Talk what you believe, because that's how to make your conviction a permanent manifestation in your life. And talk what you believe, because that's our language. That's the way we speak. And you'll see awesome, wonderful manifestations. Love you all. God bless you.
We know you've been blessed by this message. For further information and details on how to be a partner, please contact Shegul Badjo Teaching Ministries on +234 7066 453122 or +234 8060100093. Stay blessed.